Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. And we have a very interesting guest from Australia, Judy Carroll, and she has a couple of great books. One is called Human by Day, Zeta by Night. And the other one is The Zeta Message. Judy wrote that with Helen Kay. And Dr. Janet Colley wrote a nice little foreword to it. Zeta by Night, Human by Day. Intriguing. Welcome to the show, Judy. And how are things in Brisbane?
Oh, just beautiful at the moment. We're going into summer, so it's starting to heat up a bit, but very, very pleasant at the moment.
Judy, looking at your resume, I see you've been involved in the spiritual realm for some time.
Yes, I have, Jerry. I actually started training through automatic writing in a meditation circle back in 1987. And it sort of all took off from there.
Judy, let's give a little thumbnail to your two books. Tell the audience a little bit about them. The first one is The Zeta Message.
This deals with human ET contact, basically from the human perspective. I was called in to help out a family back in 2000 who were having some rather frightening experiences with what was obvious ET contact in their home. Because I've been having this contact since I was young, and we were introduced by a mutual friend for me to come in and speak to them and help them through the fear factor. And so the Zeta message is based on my own lifelong experiences and what this family went through and how we worked them through the fear and came to a much deeper understanding on the other side. My other book, Human by Day, Zeta by Night, is actually a docudrama based on this, but the main difference is it approaches the human ET contact totally from the ET's perspective, which makes it very, very different.
Judy, we'll get to the second book in a moment, Human by Day, Zeta by Night, but you piqued my interest here from the AM perspective. I guess you have experience about it. I mean, you've had experiences since you were a child, right?
Yes, I actually had several experiences during my childhood, including one at age 3 when I was taken up our street by a tall, thin, grandmother-type woman to board a train. And many years passed before I came to understand that the train was actually a screen image and that I was really taken up on a disc, an ET ship. During my teens, I can recall waking in the night totally paralyzed and seeing the doorknob turning. I knew someone was out there trying to come in, and I was very scared, but then just blanked out and woke as normal the next morning. I had a significant encounter that really turned my life around, however, in 1983 at age 30. And this is really the one that's inspired everything I've done since then. This experience was actually drawn out over a week, with the first contact taking place one night during my sleep state when I found myself in deep conversation with a being whom I'd come to know as my teacher.
You've got to tell us more about him or her, whatever it is.
Yes, I recognized him straight away by his very large dark eyes, and I knew clearly that he wasn't human in the planet Earth sense of the word.
Can you describe him?
Yes, he was actually shortish. It's a little bit hard describing the Zetas because they will show themselves in different screen images depending upon where you are in your consciousness. Now, at that time, I had been through a lot of fear. I was just starting to open up to things. So he showed himself to me as a fairly normal size human, but with the very big eyes and greyish skin. So I could tell that he wasn't human, but at the same time, it was a form that I could accept and I felt comfortable with. It wasn't so much his appearance, but it was more the feeling of incredible love and connection that I felt with him. And this just overrode everything else. It was quite an amazing experience.
Now, Judy, you've had a lot of experience with extraterrestrials. And I have to ask you, it seems that you're saying that all of them, at least your contact, they went by the principle of what we call agape love, you know, unrequited love. Is that right?
Absolutely. I'll just go on and explain a little bit more about this encounter, because that will clarify a few things here. It was on a Sunday afternoon, about a week or so later, I started feeling a bit off colour one afternoon, like I was coming down with the flu. So I went up to lie down for a while on a bed upstairs. Next thing, I found myself paralysed from head to foot, just like had happened in my teenage encounter, unable to move a muscle, feeling very scared, and there was this funny sort of roaring, buzzing sound going on in my head, giving me a headache. Anyway, the next moment, I became aware of two of the Zeta-type beings standing beside the bed, and they were fully present in solid, third-dimensional reality. Their bodies were blocking some of the light coming in through the window. This was mid-afternoon and full daylight. But once I became aware of their presence, all my fear disappeared, and I recognised them as family. I also realised that one of them was this teacher I'd met up with a few nights before. I was also aware of another one behind me and something being done to the top of my head in the crown chakra area. In this encounter, a conversation occurred between us, during which I was advised that I needed to move from where we were living in the country back to the city. And the exact words that were told to me are, you've spent enough time hiding yourself away out here, it's the time you got back to work. Now, as the teacher and I had discussed during the initial contact, I was reminded of the fact that I'm one of them, but this time have chosen to be born into a human body, and this is why I recognise them immediately as family. They went on to explain to me it was now time for me to wake up to a deeper conscious awareness of who and what I really am and why I'm here. I was also told that I still had a lot of study to do on the earth human level of my psyche to be able to carry out my work effectively and in a way people down here could relate to. So it was a very profound encounter.
When were you last contacted by ETs?
Oh, look, just a couple of nights
ago. Wow. Recently?
Absolutely.
Well, let's follow this through a little bit. You were very young when the first contact happened.
Yes, very young, about 3 years old.
3 years old. I mean, how do you know that?
Well, I only found out many years later. As I say, I was given a screen image.
Were you always contacted by the same group, or was it different people, or ETs, or entities, or whatever?
I've actually now come to know there's about three different ones, but there are other ones, of course. I'm aware of others being around when I'm taken up onto.
But you personally have only come into contact with only three different types. How do you explain that, or do you have a reason or an idea? Why just three?
Well, they're sort of part of my own higher self in a way. It's a little bit difficult to explain. All of us have multidimensional aspects to our being, and so parts of us are sort of coming from higher levels. So it's sort of almost like it's a higher self connection. It's a little bit difficult to explain. I look upon them as teachers, but I'm sort of very aware that they're part of me as well.
Sounds like you've done a lot of research on this subject.
Yes, I have, yes. Particularly my co-author, Helene Kay, is the lady that is the mother of the family that I was brought in to help out in the year 2000.
Yeah, she helped you write the Zeta message. At least she's a co-author. Who brought you in?
Well, actually, we were introduced by a mutual friend. What happened, they started getting some very strange activity going on in their home. This is Helene and her family, directed mainly at her two children. They were seeing black-clad figures in bedrooms at night, and the son, Ben, was waking screaming. On one occasion, the husband ran in to check and, up on him when he was frightened and almost collided with one of these beings. So they knew that it wasn't just imagination on the part of the children. There was other strange stuff happening in their home as well, with a dog materialising inside the locked house and disappearing into the boys' room, flashing lights, beeping noises, and then the boys started going into these strange trance states where he'd see and communicate with invisible presences. And this friend, who's actually my Reiki teacher, had also taught Helene Reiki. Helene and I didn't know each other, but we shared this mutual friend who was our Reiki teacher. He knew that I'd been through some strange stuff as well, so he passed my phone number on to Helene, and she rang me, really desperate, absolutely terrified, looking for some help and advice. And I spent quite a lot of time speaking to her. We stayed in regular contact, and I was able to reassure her that there was nothing to fear. And over the following year, the activity increased dramatically, and their daughter, Kira, eventually was able to establish fully conscious communication with one of the tall Zetas, who we came to know as Aurus. And a huge amount of information came through, which confirmed information that I'd also been given years before. So it was like independent confirmation for my experiences through this young child.
You know, Judy, this is a really difficult story to tell. By that I mean difficult to explain.
Extremely difficult to explain. One of the reasons why it is so hard to explain and why people have trouble taking the reality of it on board, genuine ET contact isn't so much a physical thing, it's more a spiritual and mind experience. What they're doing down here, people say, well, why are these greys here? Why are they doing all these things to us? They're actually assisting us with the planetary shift that's coming up in 2012. The whole planet and therefore humanity also are evolving to a higher vibrational frequency. This involves quite a lot of help from outside. We can't do it on our own, so that's really why they're here.
The big question. Judy, where are they from?
Well, this, again, is rather difficult to explain. They've been through many physical planetary systems, and they've actually moved past that now. They're from a higher dimension. That's the simplest way I can explain it.
Interdimensional beings.
Interdimensional beings, yes. Yes, more than extraterrestrial. They're actually interdimensional.
Well, is there an extraterrestrial element?
Yes, well, they have been through many planetary systems.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, I don't actually refer to them. I know a lot of people down here call them greys and zetas, and you know, they put labels on them. I tend to call them guardians because of the fact that the ones who are coming here, or most of the ones who are coming here doing this development work with us down here, aren't actually from any planetary system now. They have been from many planets. They've come up. They've evolved through many planetary systems. So they're beyond that now.
So you're saying they're in another reality, yet they're able to cross over and contact us in our reality, or at least they're able to contact you. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, they are from a higher frequency, but they can lower their frequency level to come down here to interact with people.
As we're coming toward the end of the year, 2012 is the big question now. What do they say about it?
Well, it's actually been going on for quite a while. What the actual date 2012 is, it's more to do with a line, it's like an astrological lineup of planets or energies. And these lineups, several of them have occurred, but the most major one is happening in 2012. And they act like a sort of a key or a catalyst to assist the speeding up of the vibrational frequency of the planet and the people. We've been going through quite a lot of it. It's been going on for about, oh my goodness, probably 20, 30 years now. So it's not just going to suddenly sort of flip over on the 21st of December 2012. Yes, there's a major lineup happening then, so there'll be certainly more energies coming in to accelerate the process. But that's what it's all about. It's basically shifting to a higher frequency, the planet's stepping up a level, and we as residents down here have to step up with it.
Do you feel you're a better person because of the CT contact?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They opened me up to, it's hard to even put into words. Up until I had the conscious contact in 1983, I was just sort of very centered down here, physical type of person. I was actually a professional dancer. But after that contact, during the contact, I was actually told that I needed to go and learn meditation, and I was told that having been into a physical type profession such as dancing, I was told that I should learn Tai Chi, and that would be an ideal bridge to learn meditation. And I hardly even knew what Tai Chi was back then. And when we were shifted to the city, all these amazing coincidences fell into place. For example, I found a poster advertising Tai Chi classes just around the corner from where we just moved in, about a week after coming back into the city. I took up Tai Chi, I took the Zeta's advice and learned it, Someone moved in next door who introduced me to a meditation circle. From there I learned spiritual healing, and that led me into Reiki. So my whole life just basically turned upside down, from being a very physically oriented person to hopefully spiritually.
Judy, when you speak of spiritual healing, and a lot of people do, what does that mean? I mean, to you, exactly.
Well, I look at it more from a Reiki practitioner's perspective. In the circle, I was taught by a very, very good spiritualist healer. She was actually a minister with the spiritualist church and had been a healer for many years. Lovely, lovely lady. And she taught us, it's like a laying on of hands type healing, where you channel chi or ki energy, life force energy, to put it into the English term, from your hands into the person that you're healing. The problem with this is that you can actually take on some of the symptoms of the person themselves, and this happened to me a couple of times. And this was around this point was when the gentleman who was eventually to teach me Reiki came into our meditation circle, and he'd done level one Reiki, but the heat that was coming from his hands was just absolutely amazing. And so I decided to explore Reiki for myself, and I ended up going right through. I teach it myself now. Basically what Reiki is tapping into universal energy and allowing it to channel through your own body to the person that you're working on. And what it does, just rebalances their energy system and yours as well.
I want to follow up a little bit on the interdimensional beings aspect. I mean, how do they travel? Do they have ships? UFOs?
Yes, they do, because of the fact that some of the work that they're carrying out down here is actual physical work. What they're doing, they're activating more of our DNA. Human evolution, this is one of the very important things that I've learned from the Zetas. Human evolution is all to do with mind. It's opening up our conscious awareness to a much more expanded and deep state. Just to give an example, down here, as all the psychologists tell us, we can really only access about 10% of our potential conscious awareness, like conscious mind. Everything else is subconscious, superconscious, whatever, but we can't consciously access it. If we could, we'd be geniuses. Now, what they're doing, and this is part of the planetary evolution process, which, of course, humanity is going along with as well, they're opening us up to be able to access 20% of our potential conscious awareness. This is what the star children are all about. This is why they're showing, some of them are showing amazing psychic abilities, clairvoyance, genius tendencies, great amount of sensitivity, etc. That's what that's all about. Now, this amount of conscious awareness that we can tap into is linked into our DNA, because we have about 10% of our DNA that's active. So some of the work they're doing is physical, in that they're helping to activate more of our DNA, which in turn will open up more consciousness.
Now, I want to make sure I understand this. You're saying the ETs, or these interdimensional people, travel in ships. I mean, are we talking about regular flying saucers?
Yes. It's a little bit hard to explain, because they're actually life forms. They are living entities. They're not so much metal craft. And again, this is where researchers are going a little bit off
set. Are you saying the ships are living?
Yes, yep. They're not nuts and bolts sort of things. They're living entities. And they're powered by life force energy, which is channeled through the crew. So it's almost like the people who are driving the ship are almost like the brains and the nervous center of the ship itself, so that the ship itself is attuned to their energy.
Now, you've been on these ships more than once.
Yes, I have.
Are they always built the same?
Yeah, always. Very familiar.
Now, back to the entities again. Are they male and female?
Yes, they're humanoid. There's not quite the gender difference, because they're closer to source. See, as we evolve up through the levels, we're actually returning to oneness, which is what they call God. They call God oneness. So planet Earth, right down, it's right on the first level of what they talk about as a human ladder. It's the very first level. And this is why the two genders down here are almost different species. As you go up through the levels of the human ladder, there's less emphasis on gender. So the male, yes, there is male and female, but they're much more, there's not so much.
From our conversation, I take it that there is an eternity or a reincarnation type aspect to all of this?
Absolutely, absolutely. Reincarnation is really the basis of human evolution, because hopefully we do reincarnate upwards, accessing more and more consciousness as we go.
Have they revealed to you, or have you found out about previous lives that you've lived?
Yes, yes, both. I have memories of previous lives. I started getting them through even before the 1983 encounter. And I realise now, even when I was a child, I was getting memories of past lives. But since then, I've had a lot more teaching on it from the Vedas.
What do you call these entities? I mean...
For sure, yeah.
I'm at a loss.
A little bit difficult because during that 1983 encounter, I was informed that I was one of them. So I have a little bit of difficulty coming from the abductee angle. I certainly wouldn't refer to it as abduction. I suppose contactee, participator. I just feel very much as one of them. And I actually have memories of working as one of them up on the desk.
Participated. I like that term. Go over the books now again for our listeners.
Yes. Our non-fiction book is called The Zeta Message. And the docudrama that's based on it, that's basically telling the story from the ET's perspective, is called Human by Day, Zeta by Night. And there's a huge, huge amount of information in that book. We also have two websites where we've put up a lot of information. Would you like me to pass them?
Yes, on? Yes, please.
Yes, the first one is www.thezetamessage.com. That one deals specifically with the book. I'll just repeat that. www.thezetamessage.com. And then we have another main website which deals with the whole subject in general, and that's www.ufogreyinfo, and grey is spelled G-R-E-Y, all one word, ufogreyinfo.com. And I'll just repeat that again, www.ufogreyinfo.com.
And they can order the books through those websites, I take it?
Yes, they can order the books through there. They're also available through Amazon. My co-author, Helene Kay, also has a Facebook page. And they can get into that from her name, which is Helene Kay, which is H-E-L-E-N-E-K-A-Y-E.
What are you going to do next? Write another book?
Well, I'm still recovering from writing these ones.
Yeah.
Maybe down the track somewhere. Yeah. Well, I can counter that on several areas. For example, when Helene's family were having all the encounter problems with the children, and Helene's husband ran into the boy when he was screaming in fright in the bedroom, he actually almost ran into one of the beings in the corridor in their house. So that's certainly independent evidence. I also had a physical type evidence. I woke up, going back quite a few years now, I woke up one morning with a very, very vivid memory of being up on the ship with them and something being done. And I couldn't quite remember what it was. And then as I was getting dressed, I noticed this long, straight cut on the lower part of my right leg with blisters along the whole length of it, like it had been cauterized. And the memory came back, at the sight of the cut, the memory came back very, very clearly. I was actually sitting up on a bench in the clinic up on the disc, directing them to do this cut on my leg. I think I was doing it to bring back some physical evidence that it had really happened. And I still have a slight scar to this very day.
So there's no doubt in your mind that all this is real?
No doubt at all. No doubt at all.
Well, I think you referred to them as guardian angels.
Yeah, I talk about them as the guardians. I think that's a nice term.
How does all this square with conventional religion?
This is something very interesting, Jerry, because I was brought up Catholic. I was educated in a Catholic convent with the Sisters of Mercy. And I have found everything that I've learned from the Zetas has only enhanced my Christian beliefs. Accepting in reincarnation, I accept that, and I know Christianity doesn't accept that, but I do very comfortably. But I've had some amazing information given to me, just talking about, for example, Catholics are aware of the seven sacraments that are the cornerstone of the Catholic faith. Well, one of the Zeta teachers one day sat down and gave me a most amazing teaching on the energy behind the seven sacraments. And they're always, always, always into oneness, how we're all one, that we shouldn't look at each other in difference, you know, you're a different religion, you're a different race. They're very much against that. They're trying to teach us all about oneness, to accept and respect everybody's beliefs and ideas.
Now, I'm in the U.S. and you're in Australia. Is this happening to people all over the world?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I don't guess there's any concentration on a certain area.
No. That's very widespread.
So I guess you'll have these guardians all your life, huh? They'll be around.
I would think they would. I would be very surprised if they weren't.
We're almost out of time. You have anything else to add?
Yes. Well, look, the main thing that I would like to actually put across is what we've learned from them. The first thing is the concept of oneness, that everyone's created in God's image, and all this means is we share the same universal consciousness, the same energy flows through all of us throughout the whole universe. The second thing is they're trying to wake people up to the fact that we're all immortal souls. We have all the power within to move past fear, to reach our God center. The third thing is to perceive things more deeply. Everything's multidimensional, everything's energy. And to really just break it down a little bit more briefly, they've taught me to understand the universe in terms of oneness, to understand the universe in terms of energy, and to understand ourselves in terms of oneness and energy, thus enabling us to choose love over fear. That encapsulates what they're about.
You did a very good job.
Thank you, Debbie. I've got a good memory.
Thank you for being on.
It's been a pleasure.